The fate of CMPD officer Randall Carrick is now in the hands of 12 jurors. The prosecution and defense gave their closing arguments yesterday on whether Carrick is guilty of voluntary manslaughter. 2 years ago, the white police officer fatally shot Jonathan Farrell, an unarmed African-American who had wrecked his car and banged on a stranger's door in the middle of the night. WFAE's Michael Tomczyk was at the courthouse, and he joins us now. Good morning, Michael.
Good morning, Marshall.
The idea of excessive force has played a big role in this case, from the initial charges through the trial. How does it fit into what the jury is deciding now?
The law is straightforward here. If Carrick used excessive force, then he's guilty. The prosecution has laid it out pretty simply. Carrick ended up with a bruise and a small cut on his face, while Farrell ended up dead with 10 gunshot wounds. The defense counters that Farrell was rapidly advancing toward Carrick and that Carrick feared for his life.
So how does the jury decide whether what Carrick did was excessive?
By law, the definition is using more force than reasonably appeared to the defendant to be necessary at the time of the killing. Prosecuting attorney Teresa Postel told the jurors they have two very important clues for determining what is reasonable in this case, how the two other officers with Carrick reacted.
One of them deployed the taser. The other one, even after the taser didn't work, was going to go hands-on. Neither one of those other two officers ever even unholstered their firearm. What would a reasonable person do? Go hands-on.
She's saying go hands-on, as in fight with your hands.
And how did the defense respond to that?
That the force was necessary because Farrell kept advancing as Carrick kept shooting. Defense attorney George Lauren says it's ridiculous to say Carrick should have put his gun back away as Farrell came toward him. And Lauren pointed out all this happened in a matter of seconds.
Does that make sense for this officer to reholster his firearm and go hands-on with somebody who has blown through a taser, who is obviously the suspect in a crime of violence, a breaking and entering felony charge, burglary, occupied by somebody, who has failed to heed commands, who's failed to stop? Does it make sense for an officer to reholster his firearm and say, hey, buddy, let's fight?
You hear there, the defense referred to Farrell as an actual burglar in their closing arguments. Most of the testimony up until yesterday had stopped short of that. It simply painted Farrell as someone acting erratically after wrecking his car.
Now, the dash cam was also a very big part of this trial. What did both sides say about that in closing arguments?
So there was only one dash cam video, and both sides, in fact, used it as part of their final case. The prosecution used it to show at no point is there a weapon in Farrell's hands, and you can see his hands. He's not yelling, he's not smacking his thighs or yelling, shoot me, as some defense witnesses have said he did. The defense counters that there's just that one camera. It doesn't capture the entire episode. It doesn't capture the shooting. And just because it's not on there, it does not mean that these things did not happen.
Finally, Michael, what instructions did the judge give the jury to consider as they're deliberating?
Superior Court Judge Robert Irvin told them they have two options, guilty or not guilty of voluntary manslaughter. All 12 of them have to agree beyond a reasonable doubt, and he laid out for them real specifically what a reasonable doubt is.
A reasonable doubt is a doubt based on reason and common sense, arising out of some or all of the evidence that has been presented, or the lack or insufficiency of the evidence, as the case may be. Proof beyond a reasonable doubt is proof that fully satisfies or entirely convinces you of the defendant's guilt.
Jurors will resume their deliberation this morning at 9:30.
WFAE's Michael Tomczyk, thank you.
Thank you, Marshall.
And of course, we will have full coverage once the verdict is reached here on WFAE.